So hopefully you've all had a look at a scholarship paper. So basically what you see, you get, and you haven't all got the same one here, but turn to either Tudor Stewart or New Zealand, depending what you're doing. And the New Zealand section starts sort of in the middle of the paper there. What happens is you get given a hypothesis or a key idea to discuss, and you get given a sort of a question at the top or some instructions. And so this one I've got asked for the candidate to sort of analyse and evaluate the relationship between politics and race relations and the economy, those sorts of things. Now, what's really crucial is that you come up with some sort of argument that you can defend and that you can argue. And I'd say that you've got to get that right out at the forefront of your answer. We're going to talk a little bit more about how you might do that later on. So essentially, you need to make that argument explicit. You need to get it out in the introduction, and you need to keep it at the forefront of your answer. I suggest if you sort of wander away and waver away from that argument, it sounds like you're going to get a 5. But if you can put an argument right out there and you can sustain it through and keep it at the forefront, then I think you've got a strong chance of getting a 6. So that's the argument. Just going down the grades, and if you get into the 4s here, it's going to be hard to get a scholarship because 6 4s are 24. So if you have a relatively simple argument that is not always supported by the evidence, or where the argument is in the background rather than explicit, then the markers are told to give you a 4. And if you get a 2, then you're not going to get a scholarship. It's an attempt to communicate an argument. Okay. Now, the importance of this argument is absolutely crucial when you keep looking down the assessment schedule. So you see skill number 2 is historical relationships. Now, NZQA, if you read the fine print or the sort of the assessment specification, it says all skills are marked equally. And while that's true, when you look at the actual way that it's marked, some of these are more equal than others, you might say. So there's the skill number 4, which is the second one that I've listed down here because I've done them I'm following the order of the marking schedule. It says a candidate can demonstrate their understanding of historical relationships either implicitly or explicitly. And here's the giveaway. Markers should use the mark given to the candidate for argument as a guide to their marking of this skill. So essentially, your argument is worth double. So if you're getting a 6 for that first section, it looks as if you're going to get a 6 for this section as well. So already that's something that's really helping you, that again underlines the importance of the argument. So you don't need to, in this exam, go through and say, here's a historical relationship, here's cause and effect, here's past and present. That's assumed to be implicit in your answer. You don't have to pull that stuff out and put that at the forefront of what you're doing.